Now please listen to me and judge whether it is right or wrong.
判断一下这个语句是否正确。
This is a good plan for you in order to learn English well. This is a good plan for you in order to learn English well. It's wrong.
Yeah. 这里能否用 in order to 来代替 to? 显然不能。
Okay, this is a good plan for you to learn English well.
Okay.
所以要注意什么情况下应该用能用 in order to 去解释这个 to 什么情况下不可以啊？所以说弥补补偿这个打捞大盘子这种损失的要求 the claim to recover the cost of salvaging a second pie dish
这里的 to 我们不能直接译述为 in order to 那么什么情况下可以改变为 in order to 呢
The claim was made by a local authority in order to recover the cost of salvaging a second pie dish.
好的。那么这里的 to 就不是做定语了，而在我这个解释的语句当中，它应该是做目的状语。所以运用不定式 to 结构做 claim 的定语。
Admittedly, it was on your pie dish, of course.I should say the writer isn't talking nonsense.
我应该说这作者确实是在讲得很合乎情理。
The writer isn't talking nonsense.
我用到了一个否定哈。I say the writer is talking sense. 为什么这？他是在说正经话。Why?
If the pie dish is worth only 2 yuan, do you think the local authority would?Make the claim to recover the cost of selling it.
如果这大盘子仅价值两块钱，你觉得他会提出一索赔要求吗
？Okay. In fact, at first, the local authority would never insure it against damage. Do you think so?
那么他也就不会企图为他而投保了。好，对这个 admittedly 副词往往是用在句首。那么我们坦白地说。那是一个不同寻常的大盘子了。
It was uncommon.
好，运用了 unusual 是代替了 uncommon.
It's extraordinary, right?
Why? For it was 18 feet long and 6 feet wide. 18英尺长，6英尺宽。
Have you ever seen such a large dish?
见过这么的大盘子吗
？Never, huh? It had been purchased by a local authority.
是这个当地政府所购买的
，so that.Enormous pie could be baked for the annual fair.
所以它的目的就是什么呢？能空烤出一大馅饼来，为迎接一年一度的交易会啊。好，一定要注意这个 so that 所引导的是目的状语从句，从句当中出现的情态动词 could.
The pie could be baked. The pie committee, they even what organized a committee for the.Pie.
为这大馅饼，他们还组织了一个馅饼委员会。
The pie committee decided that the best way to transport the dish would be by canal.
好，请同学们把握住
the best way to do something.
做某事的最好的办法，那就是用运河来运送这个大盘子了。
Let's say the pie dish was so large that.No, I should say none of trucks and cars can carry it, right?
没有哪一辆车能够运送得了。
So, they insured it for the trip.
所以为这次行程呢，他们投了保。
Shortly after it was launched, let's say shortly after it was put in water.
Launch, 下水。所以在被放到水中不久之后
the pie committee went to a local inn to celebrate.
那么这些人干嘛去了？到那个小酒店里去庆祝了。
And they had thought everything would what progress smoothly.
对，先生，以他们的看法，他们觉得一切都会进行非常的顺利。我用哪一个进展
？Progress. Yeah. They had thought that everything would progress smoothly.
Got it? Let's say in another way.
They had thought nothing would go wrong.
那么他们的想法是不会出现什么差错的。
So they what went to a local inn to celebrate. At the same time, let's say, when the Pi committee celebrated, a number of teenagers climbed onto the dais and held a little party of their own. Maybe the children want to hold their what celebration.
也想自己怎么样搞一庆祝哈。
Dancing proved to be more than the dish could bear. You know, so many children, a large number of teenagers, the teenagers must have been very active. So they sang songs and danced happily. But their dancing was more than the pie dish could stand.
那孩子肯定很活跃，又唱又跳。但是跳舞这事是大盘子不能够忍受的呀。一定要注意这个表达方式背熟。
Dancing 动名词做了主语。Prove to be 在书面语言当中 prove 和 to be 经常搭配，我们可以把 to be 去掉。More than the pie dish could bear 超出了这个大盘子所能够承受的范围。Why? For during the party, it capsized.
那么就在这个 party 的过程当中，这个盘子翻了
and sank in 7 feet of water.
这盘子掉到哪儿去了？掉到水里面去了。
So, and in order to deal with it, the pie committee had to what? Dive into water.
Don't you think so? 那么为把它弄上来，所以这些下边委员会的人们肯定要下水去把它弄出来
to get it out, right? But it wasEasy or difficult for them to do so? It was easy or difficult for them to take the pie dish out of water?
你想想看，要把这个盘子从水里面弄出来，是很难还是很简单的一件事情？
It was quite difficult. Why? Firstly, the pie dish was so enormous.
懂得清楚？这个盘子实在是太大了。或者我换个表达方式 ，the pie dish was so.
Immense, you know, immeasurable, you know, immeasurable,
measure 能够测量的 measurable, immeasurable 不能测量的，因为这也是很大的 or immense, right?、
Yeah. And secondly, it was impossible for them to get it out of water. Why? Because there were no handles around the rim of the pie dish. You know, handle.It's easy for us to open the door by holding the handle, right?
那握住这个门把手，我们看得很轻松了啊。
If there were not any handles on the door, so do you think it were easy? It were still easy for us to open the door?
Okay, yeah.
So there were not any handles, on the rim of the pie dish.
You know, rim, R-M, 词汇表中出现了，在这个盘子的边沿上，它没有什么呀，
把手 ，Yeah. How could they get it out of water?
所以怎么样才把它弄上来呢？这就太难了 ，Right?
So in the third paragraph, the writer described how the pie committee went to their great lengths to get it out of water.
好，我用到了一个 go to great lengths. 所以第三自然段作者就是。你用文笔去描述这个宪兵委员会的人们是怎么样想方设法把这大盘子弄出来的。OK,
what they experienced?
他们经历了什么样的一个过程？
The pie committee telephoned a local garage owner who arrived in a recovery truck to salvage the pie dish.
那么这里的 to能否可以换成 in order to 行不行
嗯哼可以
为什么呢因为你发现我们这个语句是完整了 The pie committee telephoned a local garage owner right 那么他这宪兵委员会给这个当地的一个汽车修理厂的老板打了电话好我用简单句来进行表述这个时候换 in order to 就更典型那在这里用 to 是最合适的所以以后为避免出现差错我建议大家如果想运用 in order to 的时候，就不妨直接用什么
用 to 啊，既简洁，还有不会至于犯错误。So the pipe committee telephoned a local garage owner, and he arrived in a recovery truck in order to salvage the pipe dish.
对，你发现时我们换成 in order to 绝对不会出现问题，因为他坐着他那辆什么修理车或者说救援车来了，目的是要打捞这个大盘子啊。He arrived and he arrived in a recovery truck in order to salvage the pie dish.
Shaving in their wet clothes, the teenagers looked on while three men dived repeatedly into the water to locate the dish.
好，把这句话要背熟。
So who were shaving? Who were shaving?
谁在颤抖啊？
The teenagers.
Yeah.
So we know when the big pie dish capsized, the teenagers also fell into water.
Right? 这些孩子们也掉到水里面去了。
Shivering in wet clothes,
穿着湿的衣服，全身抖动着。
The teenagers looked on.
所以这些孩子们是旁观着。
Well means at the same time,
guys.
At the same time, you know, it was easy for them to locate the pie dish just because it was so large,
right? 太大了，所以要找到它一点困难都没有。你要注意 difficulty 不可数名词，表示费力，所以这时候要接受 little 的限定。如果当各种困难的事情讲，它就是一个可数名词了啊。
So have little difficulty in doing something.
如果说很费力呢 ？Have what? 如果表示很费力，应该接受什么的修饰
？Much. Have much difficulty.
Yeah.
But hauling it out of water proved to be a serious problem.
好，这个结构形式和我们刚刚第二自然段当中所见的语句是一样的。Dancing proved to be more than the dish could bear. Right?
Hauling it out of water proved to be a serious problem. So the pie committee was faced with a major problem. That is to haul it out of water.
所以他们正面临着一个巨大的问题，那就是什么呢？要把这大盘子从水里面拖出来。所以从下往上拖，我们用的哪一个词？
Haul。
如果你是拖拉平行的这种拖拉，接触面的这种拖拉，应该用的是 drag， 这样就很清晰的分开啊。所以我们可以替换的应该是 pull， 而不应该是drag， 也不应该是 tow 和 tug 啊，要注意。